Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. Today's guest is Vijay Rajagopalan. Now, I understand that you're actually working with a team that is focused on interoperability.
Yes.
Now, you did a session at MIX showing how developers using non-Microsoft development tools and some non-Microsoft technologies could actually be using Silverlight in their applications.
That's right.
What was the session exactly?
Yes, so basically my session was really focusing on how to build mission-critical applications using Java, Eclipse, PHP, and Ruby using Microsoft software and services. In that regard, one of the key messages that we announced at MIX was particularly Silverlight's interoperability. As part of our continued commitment to interoperability, back in October 2008, we announced a project called Eclipse Tooling for Silverlight, which is an open source project funded by Microsoft. We are collaborating with a company called Soyatech. The idea behind that is to enable interoperability between Java-based middleware by means of a rich Silverlight-based application model.
So being a Windows developer myself and using all Microsoft technologies and so on, I don't know what Eclipse is. What exactly is Eclipse?
Eclipse is an integrated developer environment similar to Visual Studio, and it is extremely popular among Java developers, and it's in fact one of the de facto IDE for Java developers, and it's also an open source IDE as well. We've received feedback from many of the Java developers and also from Eclipse Foundation that bring all the interoperable platform technologies to the Eclipse world. If you look at it, Silverlight is already an interoperable technology that's supported by heterogeneous browsers and platforms. And we also realized that many of the Java developers building rich internet application developers would need the power of Silverlight. So what we did was we funded an initiative to create a plugin for Eclipse to write a rich internet application using Silverlight. And the project's goal is also to solve toughest interoperability challenges between Java middleware. So if you are a Java developer writing a lot of middleware code in JAX or SOAP or even RESTful web services, how do you wire that with a Silverlight-based front-end application? So that was one of the goals as well. So this is a project that we funded back in October, and what we announced at MIX was the Macintosh version of Eclipse for Silverlight. So in other words, if you're a Mac developer using Eclipse for all your development, you could now write Silverlight-based content, whether it's a media-based application or a lob application, you could use Silverlight as your first-class RIA choice.
So I guess the main thing there is that even though, being a good Microsoft employee, I'm using all Microsoft technologies, that's not necessarily the case for the rest of the world.
That's
right.
So
we're going to take and make sure that people have the ability to access Silverlight, since it is a cross-platform, cross-browser experience, no matter what the browser is and what the platform is, no matter what the technology they might be developing with you, and if it's Java or PHP or Ruby.
That is correct.
Tools like Eclipse.
Yes, one of the extension of this Eclipse for tooling is I also demonstrated in as part of my talk, how could you embed and Silverlight-based content in a PHP-based application? As you know, there are lots of PHP applications, particularly content management systems like Drupal or MediaWiki. Wikipedia is based on this content management platform called MediaWiki. So one of the demo that I showed was build a Silverlight-based application from Eclipse and use that Silverlight content, embed it within a PHP-based application and light up PHP content management system to render Silverlight content. This was a demo that I showed as well.
Well, I think maybe now would be a good time to actually take a look at a demo. Do you have something ready you can show us?
Sure, I could. I could show you, tip of the iceberg of the demo that I showed at MIX to give you a experience of what Silverlight tooling for Eclipse is all about.
Okay, great. Let's take a look.
Okay, switch gears a little bit. So as you see here, I'm right now using Eclipse IDE. And first, before I move on, I wanted to show you quickly the fact that Silverlight is a first-class experience here. As you notice here, there's a concept called perspective in Eclipse, which allows developers to pick and choose their preferred developer environment that they want to be in. It's similar to the idea of templates within Visual Studio. So Silverlight is a first-class experience. If you are a Silverlight developer, you could select Silverlight here, and all the project artifacts automatically show up. Once you select that, you can do a file new project, and Silverlight project shows up right there as well. Once you open up a new project, all your familiar things, such as your toolbar, where you can drag and drop all Civilized-based controls, can be made available as well. The other thing for a developer, we take care of the IntelliSense. How could you be productive with your XAML editing experience? So if I right mouse click, all the XAML experience shows up automatically. And if you are working behind the code, we also have IntelliSense for code behind as well. So that's a quick tour of this. And of course, we have nicely integrated MS Build, which has, through its extensibility model, we have added custom tasks around MS Build to build a Civilized-based application right out of Eclipse. So what I'm going to quickly show you is essentially an application that I earlier built that was completely developed using Eclipse as well. Again, the idea behind this app is it is going against Java-based middleware that is getting data about the status of different subway systems within London, the London Tube systems. So it's going after different web services. Some of them are running using SOAP 1.1. Some of them are running on RESTful interface. And this is being wired to a Silverlight-based control that displays the data in a nice way.
So that full screen is a Silverlight control?
It is a Silverlight control. So if I right mouse click, you can see that it is a Silverlight control. Again, you get a nice visual experience of how different subway systems are working. Again, in this particular case, we are using a local data, which is also, again, written using SOAP and JAX. So that's a quick tour of the Silverlight experience. And as I mentioned earlier, this would work on Macintosh as well. And there is a Mac build available for Eclipse tooling for Silverlight. One of the things that I would like to show real quick is a website where developers can go today and learn more about it. EclipseForSL.org is a website. And when you go here, you could download your, whether it's a Windows version of Eclipse or Mac version of Eclipse, you can download.
Okay, thanks. What I'll do is in the description of this episode, I'll put a link to your mix session so people sure. can actually watch your entire mix session, see this entire demo and it's all of its glory, plus whatever else you demoed at it.
Yes.
And if you send me any links to this or any other pieces you think might be useful to the audience,
absolutely.
They can also click on those for more information.
Sure thing. Okay. Yes.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully that gave you some insights on the importance of Silverlight and how you can use Silverlight in your applications, even if you aren't using full Microsoft technologies in all your development efforts. Thanks for joining us.